Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Where do I start with Orion? She's amazing, incredibly talented, and yes, a true bookworm. That's how I first got to know her, and I'm so thrilled to have her on Service Notes today.
Do you find, like, obviously you are in a content space, right? So do you find there is an information overload age at this point?
Yeah, absolutely.
In our industry.
I think that AI is a really good example, right? If I go and ask AI a question, it will give me an answer. You ask the AI the same question, it will give you a slightly different answer because of the way maybe you've asked it. And there's something between the two answers that's like that little extra 10%. And the next person, and the next person, and the next person. And by the time you're looking at all these answers, what you're trying to evaluate is like, what is the top things that I need to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
And you've kind of got to go through all of those things to come up with what it is. And I'm using AI as an example. Let's say in a group setting where everyone's trying to get some information. So we're actually spending a lot of our cycles to get that, or we put them all into one language model and we ask the machine, can you summarize? And what it does is it finds common points, or it finds a lens that it wants to summarize to.
Right.
And then the ability that we have as humans and our mechanism of sifting through that content to say, this is valuable, this is different. And we need to remember this outlier point because it actually contributes to something different. You know, it's a different idea, a different concept from what everyone else has produced, and it's novel.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of those things are getting lost in,
right,
in information overload. So people are just summarizing documents to get what is then a very
superficial,
it's superficial, but it's the same for everyone. You know, like when they do building new houses, every house has got the same color paint.
Yes.
And there is no point of differentiation. This is the problem. We have no novel thinking coming from just asking the machine to simplify and do stuff for us to cope with information overload. So I spend a lot of my time reading content because I find that's faster than audio or video.
Okay.
And by reading content, I can skim read and say, okay, this is valuable. This is different. This looks same as something else I've read.
Right.
I can pass through it. And what I tend to find is that there's certain content creators that are very different, that have a unique way of looking at the world, and clearly are still putting their own thoughts into it.
Okay.
So I think the information overload is coming from people just being able to create content faster
using tools.
And the people who are creating content, maybe using the tools, not as a deputy creator,
mm-hmm.
are those who are producing content that is vastly different.
Yes. Yes, yes. No, I think that's very interesting. And I think I do find that the more you read, you're able to pick up the patterns. Like I can pick up patterns when I read a blog or a post on LinkedIn. My mind is telling me that's original, that's ChatGPT, that's something else, that's not them. And I guess that's the benefit of reading, because the more you read, the more you can recognize, like, are you reading a machine language or are you actually reading someone who's taken a trouble to, you know, type and put their thoughts together in a structured format?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so I guess what you're saying is just keep reading more and try to make your own decisions without like just relying on these language models. Yeah. Thank you. Very useful.
I also think the other element besides reading, it's also interaction. It's where we interact with other people, whether that's at a networking event, the conversations online with our colleagues, where we have more people contributing to a discussion. That's where the real gems come from. So you think about the best practice that it has been built through this industry. It's come from a community. It hasn't come from a machine. It hasn't come from one person. It hasn't come from a small group. It's come from a very large group of people who have all contributed and added their insights. So I think there's something about getting the opinions and perspectives of many people and adding it to the mix.
Yeah, no, I think that's very interesting. It's similar to one of my guests had answered. I asked him what makes IDOL so special, and he said, what you just said, that it's a community framework. It's not something like one person's idea. And you know, because just like applications, information frameworks, like every year there is a new framework, and you like, I don't know. And because you get like, you know, as a professional person, you want to advance your career, and sometimes you think, oh, I need to get that cert, and I have to familiarize with that framework. You know, that will put me ahead. But you can only do so much because you only have 24 hours in a day. So, you know, how do you juggle? And that's what I was asking him. Like, you know, how do someone, a newcomer or a experienced person, can make a decision? I said, you have to ask yourself, how did this framework come about? Is this just one person trying to name for itself, or is that a real thought? Like how you said about kind of like, I don't want to say like believing in someone's idea, but more like, before I believe you, what credibility do you actually have? Are you someone who just kind of do the good talk and hasn't really walked the walk? Or are you someone who's got the experience, who's got beaten down, and now you can share your wisdom? So yeah, I think it's kind of a give and take. But no, thank you. I think that was a really good, insightful answer. And I most certainly learned, you know, where to pay my attention to that. I like your thought in that sense that you can read faster compared to trying to listen to audio or video or things like that, actually. I think that's very interesting. I never thought like that because lately I'm in a habit of going on kind of a self-learning class, either in a video mode or watching a YouTube video, but n have not picked up a book in order to learn. So that's kind of very, very interesting. And I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that and report back to you that has it improved my productivity or it's gone down.
I'm having such a good time talking with Orion. I almost forgot this is being recorded. Hope you're enjoying it too. Stick around, and we are not done yet.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.